We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yay.
And I'm talking like this because that's how you know it's April Fool.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
It is April Fool.
I've always liked you until that moment. Yeah.
It is the 1st of April.
So you have to be as annoying as possible?
Pretty much.
Them's
are the rules of
April
Fool's.
Say, my daughter has a big trick plan today.
Oh, she does?
Yep, she does it every year. She can put a rubber band around the sink sprayer, so when Michael turns the faucet on, it sprays him in the face.
Every year she does the same thing?
Yeah.
And
what's crazy is he falls for it every year.
Oh, no.
Wow. Well, I know April Fool's pranks are a little harder to pull off right now, but there are still some of you going into the office now. And my assumption is many of our listeners have done little to no preparation for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why, to help everybody out, I wanted to tell you the top 4 office pranks that you can do that require little to no setup or effort.
Okay, give it to me.
Okay. And these aren't the lame ones, like cover their desk in sticky notes.
Okay.
Or
is it
unplug their mouse? Crap. Actually, unplug their mouse is one of them.
Okay.
See? You know what? Let's just skip that one. We're going to do just the top 3 April Fool's pranks.
Okay.
So number 3 is rubber band the office phone.
What?
Grab a few bands, wrap them around the phone so they can't pick it up when it rings.
Okay.
But you can rubber bands there.
And who uses an office phone
for
still?
Real?
Yeah.
Do they have those? I don't even think we have those. Do
we
have them?
There's one sitting near my desk. I don't think it works, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's just for decoration.
Number 2, buy a dozen regular glazed donuts, spread some mayo on the top as frosting, and then leave the whole box in the break room.
I'm going to go with anything. Okay.
Oh, people like that one.
Why would you waste donuts?
No.
That's a good one. Come on.
It's not a good one. Okay, best one I ever did.
You would fall for that, Brooke. You would fall for that if there was donuts in the break room.
I may not even realize it. I like salty and sweet together. Yeah, it may be delicious.
Okay.
I can see Brooke loving it.
And the number 1 last-minute office prank that you can pull, and I endorse this one. It's my favorite.
Okay.
Is hang a sign on the copy machine saying it's been updated to be voice-activated.
Oh, that one's funny.
And then you sit back.
I can get behind that.
And you just enjoy the guffaws.
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty funny.
Now let's celebrate April Fools by shocking a bunch of fools.
Okay.
Because it's time for the shock collar question of the day.
Or is it? Are you just kidding us?
Got you.
Not funny.
We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer incorrectly, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you'd like to hear. Jose's drawing a name out because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Jose?
Brooke, itchy in all the wrong places.
Ew.
Fox.
I usually like it when I'm itchy in all the right places, but today it didn't work out for me, did it?
All right, Brooke's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Now, before I start, Brooke, Jose, and Jeff, you've been here for this. Alexis, is this your first time being here for UpDog?
What? Oh.
Ooh, she's
She's on her toes. She's on her toes. It's April Fool's.
Today,
everyone's on their toes.
Almost.
Today, I have a list of 4 pranks that companies might have played on the public during previous April Fool's days.
Ooh, this is fun.
You'll have 30 seconds to discuss each one, and you need to tell me at the end of 30 seconds, did this prank actually happen, or did I just make it up to prank you?
Jake's smart.
Let me know when you're ready, and I'll start the first prank.
Okay, do I get a list or anything?
No, I'll explain it to you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
In 1963, a Cleveland television station reported that if you turned on a new color TV on Sunday night at 7 p.m., then placed a frozen TV dinner on top, it would be cooked by the next show that started at 7:30. Did this prank happen, or did I just make it up?
I love it. That's really... When was it the year, Jake?
1963.
There you go.
I don't know if this would be a good prank, because, I mean, TV dinners, the whole point is to heat them up in, like, 2 minutes. So why would somebody want to do it for a whole 30-minute show?
For shows,
why not just toss it in the microwave?
I don't know.
In 63, did we have a microwave?
Yeah.
We did?
We did.
Yeah.
How else would you heat up your TV dinner?
In the oven.
This is so good. I think it's real.
I believe it, too.
Jake is so smart.
Am I telling you right now?
Yes.
I think it's real.
Ooh, I like it.
All right, moving on. In 1959, an Indiana newspaper announced that in order to cut costs, the city's police station would close from 6 p.m. until 6 a.m., and an answering machine would record all emergency calls made during this time, after which an officer would screen them in the morning. Did this prank happen, or did I just make that up?
I feel like that is so close to reality. I mean,
I don't think that would happen. It reminds me of, like, The Purge. Like, a ton of people would do crimes in that, like, time span.
I don't think they should be allowed to,
yeah,
like,
I don't think
around.
They would joke around
it's
about the 911
risky
service.
Because they're going to get complaints and
lawsuits even.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with that one is fake.
Okay, next prank. In 2003, an office supply conglomerate bought full-page ads promoting their new tree-free paper. In order to cut down on deforestation, the tree-free paper would be made from the condensed pulp of recycled motor oil. Did this prank happen, or did I just make it up?
Whoa.
Oh, man. I feel like this one's real just because 2003, I mean, you know, everybody at that point is incredibly concerned about the environment.
Yeah. But Al Gore was going on his, like, environmental hippie tour.
Right. And the reason he had to go on that tour is because not everyone was very well educated about it.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to go with that one's real.
Ooh.
And finally, in 2017, Tesla made the announcement that their new S-Series vehicles would have an eject button in the steering wheel right next to the horn. Be careful about honking. Did this prank happen, or did I just make it up?
I feel like I remember that, but I don't know what if it's fake and I'm not remembering it right?
Elon Musk could say any or do anything, and I would not be shocked.
That was the whole thing with Elon Musk is, like, he always has these wacky, crazy ideas, and the public reacts to it. It seems like something that Tesla would try and pull as a prank.
I seriously could see him doing it, but... Does Jake know that we know how crazy Tesla is? So he knew.
That's overthinking it. I'm not going to overthink it. I'm going with real. I'm going with real.
I asked you to figure out which of these April Fool's Day pranks actually happened and which ones I made up. Cooking a TV dinner on your TV set, you said that was real. That was not a real April Fool's Day prank. A police station in Kokomo shutting off 911 for 12 hours a night, you said that was fake. That was a real April Fool's Day prank.
Guys,
these are the same people who write in and were like, phone tap my mom that I'm dead.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not funny.
They printed this article in the paper, and the article said that police anticipated it would cut down on costs because by morning, many of the calls would be old and you wouldn't need to answer them. Tree-free paper made from recycled motor oil. You said that was real. That was not a real April Fool's Day prank.
I'm totally bad.
Tesla announcing their S-Series vehicles having an eject button. You said that was real. That was not an April Fool's Day prank.
Jake,
everyone
is wrong. Jake, are you pranking us? Did she get these all right?
Is this an April Fool's joke in itself? No, it's not. Okay, Jake.
Anyway, got it wrong, and someone wanted to hear you sing Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
All right. Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can no
April Fools!
April Fools, it's a new town road. It's your shock collar question of the day.
Ow.
Happy April Fools, everybody.
Yeah.
Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.